And here on KBRB, as we continue our winter sports season previews, we're here with the Ainsworth girls basketball coach, Sandy Nelson. Last year, girls were Class C2, ended up 4-16 on the season. We'll move to Class D1 this year, and you're conference affiliated this year, Sandy.
Yeah, it's nice to be in the conference again and have those, you know, guaranteed scheduled games on there and teams of our size.
Well, as you take a look at it, you do drop down. Of course, you only lost, what, one senior off of last year's team, no seniors this year? So, again, just kind of a smaller class of girls rolling through the high school here. But let's begin to talk about them, Coach. You're going to bring back a couple girls that have seen numerous minutes of playing time and some points per game. And we'll start it off with Grayson Painter, who probably is going to have a pretty good chance of being an all-conference player this year after not being in conference last year.
Yeah, Grayson was our leading scorer last year. She was our leading stat leader for everything last year. Coming back, she's a good leader on the court, and I expect her to do some great things.
And then we take a look at Willa Flynn. She has really grown into her role being a post player and also at times so kind of your ball handler.
Yes, she does a good job. She shows confidence. She's getting better. I've seen that practice in the Jamboree game on Monday with post moves and working in the post. Doing a really good job of just accepting her role and filling in where she's needed.
You have another junior that sees a lot of time, Jaylee Good, just one of those players that has played some summer ball on some AAU teams and just continues to develop also.
Yeah, hopefully we get Jaylee to shoot a little bit more because she has a very nice shot, just no confidence in it. But I'm sure she's shown a lot of growth in that area too in practices so far this year. And she'll be helping us bring the ball down the court this year when they're all on Grayson.
And then we saw Kinley Welke and Lily Beal see some time last year and back again this year for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, both are showing a lot more confidence in practice. Just getting them comfortable with the game last year is what we needed. Never playing varsity before for both of them. So showing a lot of confidence there, and they're coming back and understand what the game is like.
Well, then you bring in some younger girls to the playing field. And as you mentioned just a little bit ago, you already had your Jamboree in which you guys put up a lot of points in that Jamboree against Neely Oakdale. But I tell you what, there's some girls that have come in and stepped up big time and able to handle the ball and shoot the ball. And one of those, again, is Peyton Sears.
Yeah, I'm excited for Peyton to come in and help us out. She did a good job. She's going to have to be one of our ball handlers also. She's not afraid to shoot the ball, so she'll be able to put up some points for us and help open up some of the other girls.
And that's going to be one of the keys here, Coach, as you've talked last year and as we're talking right now, is the girls really wanting to shoot the ball and taking the open looks at the hoop and not giving up those open looks.
Yeah, and with Grayson being the player that she is, our girls sometimes have depended on her. And then when our juniors were freshmen, we also had Carly Krall, Kendall Delmont, Jocelyn Good putting up those points also. And so they just always relied on somebody else. And so we just need to make sure that they understand that they're able to take those shots and be the scorers also.
And then again, you've picked up a little height and some more skilled players with a pretty good freshman crew that we saw in that Jamboree.
Yeah, we have Ava Graff, who's tall. Grayson Sisson has some height to her. Tinley Buchel is tall. Addie Doak brings us some nice post play. So I'm excited for the numbers we have this year. We have 11 girls out. So it'll be nice to have just a little bit more room to work on the bench.
Well, Coach, you opened the season on the road at Ord, then on the road at Gordon-Rushville, kind of a travel season for you. And just taking a look after the Jamboree, what are you hoping you can see out of your girls as you just head into the first two games of this season?
I want us to be competitive, more competitive this year. We have the confidence, I believe, this year, the understanding of the speed of the game more this year. And our first two games are teams that with bigger schools than us, are, you know, just bigger. So know that we can compete with them, and build our confidence. So by the time we get to districts, we're where we want to be.
And as you mentioned, the speed of the game, these young freshmen, they're going to see a lot of playing time coming out of junior high. Things are really going to be a lot faster than they were last year for these youngsters.
Yeah, and that's where we got to be the patient ones, with them, making sure that we get them comfortable, and just keep their confidence in the game. They did mention the Jamboree game was even a little faster paced than what they're used to. And so, and it's a learning curve, and they all have to get used to it. And by the time we get to districts is when we want to be most comfortable.
All right, a new classification for the Ainsworth girls, Class D1 this year, and a new conference. It's the Niobrara Valley Conference, and a conference that's going to be stacked as you head towards that east direction. But, Coach, I'm sure the girls are up to the task and ready to get playing somebody other than their teammates.
We are. We've been looking good in practice. We need to start playing games. It gets a little monotonous with the same girls every day, so.
Coach Sandy Nelson, appreciate you coming on. Best of luck to you, your staff, and the student-athletes at Ainsworth Community Schools.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.